I woke this morning, my phone was full of very, very angry, understandably angry messages from people in Tubman who have now been without water for the third day in a row. Now, the bursts have been repaired each time, but 3 days in a row, this old antiquated asbestos pipe has burst and that community is now again without water. So this is completely unacceptable. There is no excuse for this. Irish Water need to invest in our community. This wouldn't be acceptable in Dublin or places like that down south. So the people of Inishowen deserve that same equal treatment, and I would demand them, when all councillors meet with Irish Water now in September, we would demand them proper investment in our communities to stop this happening again in future.
And it seems that all of the elected members will present a united front. Any of you or your colleagues that we've spoken to, you're all sort of singing from the same hymn sheet on it.
Absolutely. Look, I know that I'm inundated with people who are extremely angry, and rightly so. And I'm sure that all my colleagues in the South Inishowen area are getting the same. So we'll be taking the messages of the people that we represent to Irish Water and voicing in the strongest terms possible just how angry, how disappointed, how frustrated people are in our local community. This has to be addressed. It's just simply unacceptable, and we won't tolerate it anymore.
And what are you hearing from people who are working on the ground? Are they, I suppose, feeling positive about the repairs that are getting done, or is it just essentially a plaster on a bigger one?
No, I know that staff there are extremely stretched. They share the frustrations of the local community. We need more staff. We need investment in the infrastructure. We need investment in staff. And unfortunately, this was predicted when Irish Water was established. When we're taking away decision making from local authorities, we predicted that this would happen, and there'll be cost saving measures with this new national body. And it's coming to fruition. It has been like this for years now. And it's not acceptable. We need to turn the tide in this. We need to get proper investment in our communities, because people simply won't tolerate this anymore.
And I suppose finally, Councillor Murray, of all weeks for this to be happening, this is, you know, we have children starting secondary school for the first time, and we have children, everyone's kind of going back now, and something like just being able to get a shower before you go to school, especially going somewhere new, it makes such a difference in their confidence.
Absolutely, and I've always said that water services isn't just an inconvenience when it goes. You have young children, you say, getting ready for school. You've elderly people, you've sick people who desperately need this water. It's not just an inconvenience. It's far, far, far more serious than that. And we expect that the service will be delivered. Now, one burst every so often, maybe people might understand, but when you have three bursts in a row, 3 days in a row, that is way beyond what is acceptable and what anybody can tolerate or anybody can stand for.